If you've been outside much this summer, you're probably uncomfortably familiar with this sound. South Central Alaska has seen an increase in wasp activity this year. Mild winters are good for overwintering queens, and more queens means more nests come springtime.
There's a lot of nests out there, and we're having a lot more interactions.
That's Casey Matney, Agriculture and Horticulture Agent with the University of Alaska Fairbanks Cooperative Extension Service in Soldotna. He says paper wasps and yellow jackets are the most prolific and problematic this year. They're difficult to tell apart, but it doesn't really matter. Both are classified as wasps. Both can build nests on or around your home. Both like to eat what people like to eat, and both will sting repeatedly to protect their food or nest.
They can get you multiple times. If they start to sting you, make sure you get them so they don't keep going. And then also, there may be a reason why you're getting stung, why they're attacking you. If they start buzzing you, that's telling you that you're somewhere that they don't want you to be. And so you need to, you know, make sure you're not walking towards the nest.
That can be easier said than done if you're dealing with multiple nests around your home. Aaron and Harry Lockwood off Sport Lake near Soldotna have dedicated much of their summer to waging war against wasps. It's been a tough battle.
I'm tired of getting bit, and I'm tired of not being able to sit outside. We're in the house. We try sitting out, and they're just...
We want to sit on the deck and eat on the deck, and we couldn't because we got swarmed.
Gardening is no longer relaxing. The hot tub is staying covered. Cookouts are cooked in the garage, and lawn care is a gladiatorial event. Harry was weed-eating around a tree in the backyard, not realizing there was a nest under the roots.
There was nothing that I noticed, and all of a sudden, I was just swarmed.
They've had the occasional wasp nest before, but never an infestation to this extent. It's been so miserable outside that Erin allowed something she swore she never would.
We've been in this house 38 years. Yeah, never have we cleaned...
Two reds to clean.
Yeah, and so I was finally like, okay, he cleaned two fish in my kitchen. It's never happened.
They sprayed all the nests they could find, in the eaves, one the size of a volleyball, under the deck, in the shed, and in the ground. They ordered special sticky wasp traps to hang around the house and searched for do-it-yourself ideas. One was to hang paper lunch sacks filled with newspaper in the eaves. Wasps apparently won't build a nest if they think there's another already in the vicinity. They've got two types of traps in the yard. One is made from a plastic water cooler jug. Using a grinder, they cut a hole about 6 inches up from the base and filled the bottom with water. Then they hung a chunk of fish from a round fishing lead that sits in the opening of the jug. The meat attracts the wasps, and they drown when they fall in the water.
This is amazing. This has been out about an hour, too.
Mm-hmm.
The Lockwoods also have a few 5-gallon buckets around the yard. Those have water in the bottom, mixed with dish soap or cooking oil to lessen the surface tension. There's fish tied to a stick laid across the top. Same idea, wasps come for the meat, fall in the water, and drown.
Wow, what a trip this is.
Though the Lockwoods have exterminated thousands of wasps this summer, they probably won't be free of the problem until the first fall frost. Until then, Matney says the best solution is to avoid wasps. If you have outside activities to do that will attract wasps, like cleaning fish, do it early in the morning, late in the evening, or when it's cool and rainy. If you are stung, watch for signs of an allergic reaction. If swelling, dizziness, or shortness of breath occur, seek medical attention immediately. Matney says covering up is his best strategy against being stung. Wasps, unfortunately, aren't as easily deterred as the more common Alaska summer pest.
They're very strong little guys, and they don't stop for mosquito repellent or anything like that. And so if they smell food or think your food or they're defending, nothing like that will stop them. So it's just best to have kind of armor yourself up with the protective clothing and stay away from them and try and minimize your contact during the hours when they're most active.
The Cooperative Extension Service has more information on wasps available on its website, uaf.edu/ces. For KBBI, I'm Jenny Nyman.